For months now, the Philadelphia Police Force has been rocked by a federal investigation into corruption. In August alone, the city paid out nearly $8 million to settle federal civil rights lawsuits. Citizens claim they were falsely arrested, framed, beaten, and robbed by a group of narcotics officers. In addition, more than 130 concocted drug arrests have been overturned by a federal judge. To clean up one of the nation's largest police forces and to head off yet another lawsuit, Philadelphia's mayor announced an agreement with civil rights groups today that includes a series of sweeping police reforms. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
A 54-year-old West Philadelphia grandmother is framed as a drug dealer and serves 3 years in prison. Fabricated evidence sends a furniture store salesman to death row for 14 months for a double murder he didn't commit. These are just a few examples of wrongful arrest cases Philadelphia has had to pay millions this summer to settle. 10 current and former members of a narcotics task force have been charged, and 6 cops are already serving long prison sentences in the largest police corruption probe in city history. Today, Philadelphia's mayor, Democrat Ed Rendell, said the proposed reforms will help root out crooked cops. But he admitted they won't necessarily stop what has become a cycle of corruption.
And as long as there's such enormous amount of money to be made in something like drug trafficking, there's no system on earth that can guarantee a citizenry that there will be no more police corruption. But what we have done here is to put into place a system that will give us the best chance to reduce those instances to the smallest possible number in the world. And that's, I think, very, very important.
The mayor and police chief said today's settlement is not admission that there's systemic corruption in the 6,000-member force, the nation's fifth largest. The 12 reforms include creation of a task force to review police misconduct, computerization of citizen complaints and records, and the creation of a new integrity and accountability office to watch internal affairs. The reforms came about after the American Civil Liberties Union, on behalf of 2 civil rights groups, threatened to take the city to court, charging, among other things, that the force has a history of unfairly targeting blacks and Latinos. The ACLU's Stephen Presser says the pledge to monitor race bias and increase diversity awareness sends a strong message.
That you can't have law for the Caucasian community and law for everybody else. We are a nation of one law and equal protection for all citizens. And so I'm hoping that this tragic history is literally, we're going to bury it starting tomorrow with these programs.
Will Gonzalez heads the Police Barrio Relations Project, which works with lower-income Latinos and is one of the groups that threatened to sue. Gonzalez says the modernization of the force's records, while seemingly a minor victory, is in fact vital because rogue cops will no longer be able to ignore citizen complaints and hide behind a bureaucratic maze of paperwork.
Before, when the community would say, we have a problem here, the department would say, what problem are you talking about? We don't see any. Now, this information, this computerized information, all these documents now, literally within the fingertips of people in charge of looking at this problem, is accessible. Before, they'd have to go through files and files and files.
We have more people watching police than we do police watching members of the public right now in Philadelphia, and we're approaching the theater of the bizarre.
Richard Costello is president of the powerful union, the Fraternal Order of Police. He says if the reforms infringe on the union's contract, they'll sue. And he lashed out today at those pressing for reforms.
These hypocritical groups like the ACLU and the other one, they'd be the first ones to whine and bleat if a similar stereotype was applied to them. I think the fact that we've been stereotyped and slurred is in itself something that shows that our civil liberties have been violated.
Sociologist Nancy Rhodes with the National Coalition on Police Accountability says police unions in big cities across the nation are mounting aggressive and well-financed opposition to increased civilian monitoring of officers. But she agrees with unions that cities hit with scandal, such as New York and Philadelphia, are wrong to focus solely on police misconduct and not look at the broader political culture that allows corruption to thrive.
We can go through city after city after city, and there are very, very serious problems in the United States with both brutality and with corruption. It would be a very, very big mistake to focus only on police and say they're the only ones doing it. That's certainly not the case. The system very much supports them doing it.
Civil rights groups didn't get everything they wanted in the settlement. For example, the new Task Force on Corruption will not have the power to subpoena officers, which some say will undermine its power. But today's proposed reforms have the weight of a federal judge behind it. A court order will allow ACLU attorneys to oversee implementation. And many are optimistic the proposed reforms will start to ensure that those entrusted to enforce the rule of law also follow it. In Philadelphia, this is Eric Westervelt.